From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Tomorrow is Veterans Day, a day to honor the contributions of the United States' 21 million former service members. About half of American veterans use the GI Bill to pay for higher education. And up until recently, that benefit had a time limit. But in August, President Trump signed what's been called the Forever GI Bill. It lets recent veterans access money for college throughout their entire lives. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more.
Captain Mike Gonzalez, age 31, served 8 years as an Army medevac pilot, flying injured soldiers out of combat zones and watching doctors save them.
Being able to, like, just witness these things at firsthand that are just astounding, and I want that, and I want to be able to put my hands on patients and treat people.
The experience led him to the University of Texas at Austin. Since he finished active duty in December, he's enrolled in biology and chemistry classes, the prerequisites for med school.
In the long run, I'm hoping to maximize that benefit in medical school, which is going to cost significantly more than undergraduate coursework.
The GI Bill gets him up to $22,000 in tuition a year. He'll need loans on top of that, but the new bill loosens restrictions on how and when veterans use their benefits. Gonzalez can, say, get a job for a few years and not worry about his benefits expiring.
I mean, that allows greater flexibility. Everyone likes to have that.
Under the new Forever GI Bill, that flexibility applies to anyone released from service after January 2013. Veteran advocates say the changes reflect modern realities. The original Servicemen's Readjustment Act was passed in 1944. The idea was to help soldiers who were mostly teenagers when they began service, who'd mostly been drafted.
And so we needed some kind of legislation to guarantee that these men coming back would have something to do and that they'd be able to buy homes.
Jeremy Suri teaches history and public affairs at UT Austin. He says many of today's soldiers are volunteers who already have degrees. They may serve for years as reservists or be career soldiers who take several tours of duty. For them, the GI Bill benefits could be more about career advancement or retraining.
We're saying come into the military, serve your country, and over the long term, you'll have these very important platinum benefits that will allow you to become a better citizen and better contributor.
The Forever GI Bill not only extends the timeline to use higher education funds, it includes more soldiers at a cost of about $3 billion over 10 years. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.